Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahweh's Radio is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, oh, Seed Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Revealing the Number of the Beast, 666 Competition, part number 99. But we have noticed that those that come in on stage have not presented themselves on. So what we got to do is do a little talking. One thing we do know, WCC, Latter-day Saints, Roman Catholic Church out of New York, headed by Big Timothy Dolan, they unpacked the room. But one thing about it, the harvest is plenty, but the labels is fruit. Not a lot to do. So when they got the right spirit, what we do, we'll probably put on a prior tape until those on that come on stage to help participate in the broadcast. When they come on stage, then we'll take off the past play tape and we'll get busy and whatever. One thing about it, spirit, they come before you 6 nights a week on this broadcast. Always ready. Why? Because I know the importance of this business and thus says Yahweh. And this is the ministry that have been chosen by the Almighty to reveal all the hidden secrets that have been revealed from the pages of the book. We're going to reveal a lot of things. We're going to reveal about Christmas, New Year's, the children of Israel. We're going to reveal a lot of things to come once those on that coming on stage will come prepared to throw down. Y'all be ready for this business. The one thing about this, see, Yahweh got to put that spirit on you. And once Yahweh put that spirit on you, you're going to break out running and some Yahweh. So what we're going to do, we're going to put on our previous tape. And we'll wait until those on the comes on stage that represents the six anointed camps will come in and do their part. See, always ready to do his part. I treat every lesson like it's the last, because it couldn't be your last. You never know. That's why we tell you, you got to crank it up in some dust air, Yahweh. Because you never know. You can be, this can be your last day. You never know. So give it all you got every time you're doing some Yahweh's business. So, well, we'll talk a little bit, and we'll give it a little more time for those that are coming on stage. Like I say, the harvest is plenty. It's plenty of work to do. But the labels is fruit. They got to get some urgency about taking care of Yahweh's business. And the seer must lead by example. And the first one he got to point his finger at is the elders. The elders got to get some giddy up in them. And once the elders get some giddy up in them, then their job is to get it to the teacher and all the six anointed counts. That's their job. The teacher folks stand before the fathers, the the mothers and the children, and teach uncut, just as Yahweh. So it's up to you. The seed are always ready to take care of Yahweh's business, but like I said again, the harvest is plenty, but the labor is fruit. So before we coming in and going down from just as Yahweh, like those that come to hear from just as Yahweh, like, for example, the WCC, 500 million members, they ready to hear from Yahweh. The Latter-day Saints out of Utah, they ready to hear from Yahweh. Roman Catholic Church, headed by Big Timothy Dolan out of New York Committee Board, they ready to hear from Yahweh. But guess what? The elders of the Six Anointed Council dragging their feet, and they ain't ready to hear no from just as Yahweh, because they got other interests that's more important than Yahweh's business. So what we're going to put a tape on. And then once they come in the room, then we'll go live. But we'll find a tape. The harvest is plenty. But the labels are stripped. Okay, so what we do, we just put on a prior tape until they start coming into the room. Then we'll go live. So that's what we'll do. We'll put a tape on that we have prior taught on. Then once those that are ready to participate and take 99 come in the room, then we'll switch back to. So right now, we're going to do, we're going to put a tape on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. He's not outside, oh, your father.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host. My name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Revealing the Number of the Beast, 666 Part Number, Sign Up Edition Part 83, Live Broadcast. No doubt about it. So we just going to get something going on. CIO is in the room, so we're going to pause this and just say, Yahweh, so we're going to bring our elder in and get something going on. And our other elder going to tell you about the broadcast a little bit later. So what we do is get something going on, get off and running on tape number 83 by saying, Elder Yahweh Israel, lead teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, a Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh Radio is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of the right. We're doing a series called Revealing the Number of the B666, Psalm Edition, take number 98, But we made a little slight detour because we had to take care of some business yesterday. Because one thing about it, the Israelite camp got to wake up and they reviewed yesterday's tape about showing you exactly when the Almighty is letting you know, I want you to go by my word. And my word gonna stand. And once we recognize that Yahweh's word is gonna stand, a full metal man, YHW, word gonna stand, then we'll make the proper adjustments on our decision making. And just like the dietary, you know, we need to know exactly what Yahweh, YHWH, have gave the children of the book, a specific diet to keep them away from the problem that we have today in our body. So all these things we have went over, so you go back and review the previous tape, and you can get that. But this is going to be a part two of what we did yesterday, so, and tape number 97, so it's good to review that tape 97, and we're going to add more onto tape number 97, and that's a great thing. So we're going to see who's coming on stage for the nice lesson, tape number 98, and we see the young lion stage, and let's see if we meet and greet him, and see if he's ready to get in the microphone and take care of some Yahweh's business, no doubt about it, tape number 98. So when you meet the young lion, one of them up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1, Yahweh be to that scene ready.
Yahweh bless you there, seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Titus Israel. And we also see daughter of Yahweh. We see the daughter of Yahweh is on the network, so she's coming on stage too. Let's make sure this is daughter of Yahweh. And this daughter of Yahweh, we're going to see, can we bring her in? Daughter of Yahweh. Yahweh be to that scene, right?
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, daughter of Yahweh. And we also see, Brother Job. Let's see if Brother Job coming on stage to holler that microphone a little bit, too. I don't know. We'll find out. Is this Brother Job? Brother Joe, y'all probably be there seeing right. Yeah, wow. I thought that was Brother Joe. Okay, well, if that's you, Brother Joe, when you do kind of get to the microphone, just say hallelujah, wow, and then we'll tag you in for the nice broadcast there, Brother Joe, if that's you, Brother Joe. So you just say hallelujah, wow, then we know that you be prepared to get in the microphone on tape number 98. So we can open up with the young lion by looking at Matthew chapter. And then another thing, for those that, you know, works behind the scenes on doing things for the six anointed camps, like making cake, putting labels on it. One thing about it, we can never tell you what a labor going to be when we come on a broadcast, because we have nothing set to teach on. Teach on the series is revealing the number of the B666, son of a bitch, 98. But sometimes you be going that direction to teach on that lesson. But somebody will make a statement pertaining to something, and you have to kind of clear it up. And that's why it's so important to understand this ministry is just not another ministry. This is a spirit-led ministry from the Almighty. So when we open a broadcast up, we look at statements like the 10th chapter, verse 19, young lion, what it say of Matthew? What it say we can read?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it should be given you in that same hour what you should speak.
So, when you led by the Almighty, he will give you in the same hour what he wants you to say. In the same hour, he will get you. I'm hearing something in the background. I don't know what that is in the background. I'm hearing. Somebody got something in the background. But in the same couple movie fans, something in the background going. I don't know where that coming from. Where that coming from? I have noise in the background. Okay, good. So now, again, what we're saying, you will have to review the tape. And you got to listen to what is said on the tape. Then you'll be able to put a label on it or what it's saying. Then you'll be able to put that label on there. Got it? Good. Then you, after you listen to the tape, this tape is talking about such a thing. Then you put a label on it from that point. Because we teach from Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say there, young line?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit, what you ought to say. And we believe that. So we just don't use that cliche to be using it, because we know this is a spirit-led ministry. And when you say you want the righteous spirit to guide your lesson, then you tell them to lead the way. So if you ain't right, it'll get away from you. No doubt about it. If you got eyes in your head, it'll get away from you. No doubt about it. That's a case in point. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 20 there, young line. We're going to Ezekiel chapter 20, and we'll pick it up verse 1 down to verse 5. So here go a case in point. Ezekiel 20, 1 down to verse 5, young line, what do you say?
The book of Ezekiel is here. Chapter 20, verse 1 down to verse 5. As you can see it, chapter 20, verse 1 reads, "And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that a certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahweh and sat before me." Verse 2, "Then came the word of Yahweh to me, saying," verse 3, "Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say to them, thus said Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you." Verse 4, "When you judge them, son of man, when you judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their father." Verse 5, let's say, verse 5, "And say unto them, thus said Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, land of bondage, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh."
So he says, now, when he says, son of man, he says, "Would you judge them, son of man?" According to what we read, who's supposed to judge the elders, according to verse number 4 there, young lion? Who's supposed to judge the elders of Israel, according to verse 4? Let's see what you say there, young lion. Let's see if you deal with that verse. Read that verse again, verse 4. Then you tell a mass and audience what, and break that verse down. What does that verse mean, verse 4?
The book of Ezekiel said, chapter 20, verse 4 reads, "Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their father?"
What is that talking about, young man?
the Son of Man, which we know in this case here, the seer, Ezekiel the seer.
So the seer's job is to judge who, according to verse 4. Who do the seer supposed to judge according to verse 4 there, young man?
Verse 4. Judge him, Son of Man. When you judge him, cause them to know the abominations of their father.
Let me get a precept on that. Let's find out what are you talking about. Let's get a precept. Hey, daughter Yahweh. Let's run to the 11th chapter. Let's get a precept on that. Let's make it a little bit more plain, daughter Yahweh. We go and get a precept on something, daughter. We go to the 11th chapter of the book of Numbers, daughter Yahweh.
Okay.
And we're going to get a precept on that. Because we didn't get the answer fast enough for what we want to hear. So I guess we have to do a little precept on it. Let's look
okay.
at, go to Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. And we'll read a little bit, and then we'll skip a little bit, daughter Yahweh. We go on to Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. Then we're going to skip down to verse 24. Down to verse number 25. We're going to get a precept on that because the seer needs to hear something a little bit faster than that from the young lion. So now, in the 11th chapter, verse 16, 17, 24, and 25. What is that? Daughter Yahweh, come on.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 6, 17, 24, and 25. Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 reads, And the YHWH Yahuwah said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knewest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Verse 24 reads, And Moses went out and told the people the words of the YHWH Yahuwah and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the temple. Verse 25, And the YHWH Yahuwah came down in a cloud, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass, that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not see.
So the elders have to reflect the seer. They have to be incident season, out of season, ready to go. So he said, and he said over in 20 chapter, he's the Son of Man. Now these elders, they coming up in here, but they ain't reflecting you. He said, you judge them, otherwise they come as my people. So now let's go back and read that 20th chapter one more again there, young man. I'll go back to that 20th chapter again because the angel that was sent down from heaven, from the Son and the Father, now make it plain and take your time there, young man, because I don't know what it's going to, but I know it's going to get the way the Almighty wants to go. Now come back to that Ezekiel chapter 20 and read verse 1. Down to verse 3 again. 1, 2, and 3. We go on to Ezekiel 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. Listen real good what you read, why you read. Come on.
Book of Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 20, verse 1 reads, And it came to pass in the seventh year, at the fifth month, the 10th day of the month, that a certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before me. Verse 2, then came the word of Yahuwah unto me, saying, verse 3, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and said to them, thus said Yahuwah, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of by you. Israel. Are you there, see Israel?
I can't hear anything.
Well, I don't know what happened. Did anybody hear me? Can you hear me now, daughter?
I'm here.
I'm hearing y'all.
Yeah, I can hear you, see Israel.
Can you hear me?
You hear me now, right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, the reason you didn't hear me, because the big station called the WCC mute my mic to ask me a question, but I heard y'all, but they mute my mic to ask the question on where you're going with this lesson. See, the WCC, the lesson yesterday and the lesson today is going to tie in to what it's going, spirit-led. It's going to tie into what we're on. See, my microphone was mute for a minute by the WCC because I got to pick back up on last night lesson. But one thing about it, we found out in the 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, that the elders have to reflect the fear. Because what we was reading in Numbers chapter 11, it was showing us soundly that the seer's job is to go out there and look and see who's qualified to take care of his business. So he said, you look out there, what we just got to read, my daughter Yahuwah, and you look out there and you find me 70 elders of Israel, and you bring them down to the temple site, and I'm going to come down and take the same spirit that's on you, Moses, and I'm going to put on them. So they're going to have to reflect you. So what you read in the 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, the angel came and said, he made a profound statement. He said, son of man, would you judge them elders? Because they come before you like my people, but they got iron in their head. So now that's what we read in the 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. So we got to not only be reading, but we got to know what we read to explain the breakdown of what we read. Now come back again one more time, and if WCC don't interrupt my microphone, you'll be able to look at this a little bit more clear of what's going on. Now come back to Exodus chapter 20 one more time again, 20, 1, 2, and 3. And listen real carefully and be listening and reading the same text. Young Lion, Brother Titus, Ezekiel 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. What does it say?
Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 20, verse 1. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before him. Verse 2, then came the word of Yahuwah to me, saying, verse 3, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and said to them, thus said Yahuwah, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of by you.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, he told the Son of Man, he informed the Son of Man. Now let's get a precept on that, daughter Yahweh. Let's get a precept on that. We go on to 1 Kings 14, pick up verse 1. 1 Kings 14, 1. We'll get a precept on that. Now, remember, Ezekiel can't see past his nose. It don't work like that. That's why we put on Luke 12:12 and Matthew 10:19. Still will get the information as the lesson unfolds. That's why we can't put a title on the lesson, because we don't know what's going to be said and what to be done. We have to be listening, and then he'll dictate what he wants for tape number 98. That's why those that put labels on the taping understand, listen at the conversation of the tape, then you'll be able to put on what was that message about. So we can't just tell you off the top what the message is going to be about this, because something might come up. If something come up, we got to deal with it. Free your leg, because you hear a small, clear voice tell you, take care of that, put this with that, and take care of that. See, that's where you deal, pass that on to the elders. So we find out one thing. He says, the elders come before me, but their head ain't on this thing straight enough. That's what we're reading in 1, 2, 3. So now, and that's why he said in verse 4, Son of Man, in 20 verse 4, would you judge the males because their mind is not right? That's what he's saying. And we're going to get a little bit more of that in a minute after we get a precept about daughter Yahweh. We'll get a precept on a conversation what's going on in the privacy of his own home. Him and his wife had a conversation going on. Remember one thing. Somebody's always listening when you in a conversation. It ain't the seer listening. We're going to find out who is listening. We're going to 14 chapter verse 1, daughters. Particular verse number 1. Let's read a little bit to get our point. Come on.
What do you say, Ezekiel?
We're in 1 Kings 14, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. We're going to hear a conversation that's in the privacy of their home. This dinner ain't got no idea what's going on. But guess what? Somebody else do. Let's find out who do. 14, verse 1 and 1 Kings, come on.
1 Kings chapter 14, verse 1. At that time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick.
Can you read?
Verse 2. And Jeroboam said to his wife, arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah, the seer, which told me that I should be king over this people. Verse 3, and take with you 10 loaves and cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell you what shall become of the child. Verse 4, and Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. Verse 5. And the YHWH Yahweh said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say unto her, for it shall be when she come in that she shall feign herself to be another woman.
Excellent. Right there. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now you see, so you see how this thing works. See, we have to listen to Sister Nona Camp. You've got to know how this thing works. You understand the word of Yahweh, you've got to understand how it works. The seer don't know jack, but it's always somebody that's watching Yahweh's creation. And that is the great big angel. They watch everything and then they get right to their man and tell him exactly what's going on. So when you were reading the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, young lion, the angel was watching the elders before they came to the temple. He was seeing how they were straddling the fence prior to that. So the angel got in his ear and said, "Will you judge them, O son of man?" See, now, so with that understanding, now come back to the 20th chapter, read verse 4. But after, let's bring mother in. Let's bring mother in first. We'll bring mother in. And see, one thing you got to understand, this Bible right here is all the knowledge and information you need. But you got to stay in order. But you receive the blessing of this Bible, you must be in order. Because what you think you're doing when you're not in the presence of the seer or the elder or the teacher. The spirit of Yahuwah is peeping on you big time and taking notes. And when so what we was reading, that the elders came to the temple, but their mind wasn't right. So when the angels came in and said, verse 4, I was going to read in a minute, after the great mother in, "Hey, mother in, one of the mothers out of camp one, Yahuwah bid you to see right."
Yahuwah bless you, Israel, a seed roar. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, there, Mother E. So, you know, Mother Z will be giving a commentary a little bit later in the broadcast. See, what we trying to show, this Bible has a lock on information. And if we clarify the rules of the Bible, the captivity we have in the brain will be over. As a matter of fact, that word called, I want the definition of that word anyway. That word called capture, not captivity. It's like a person being captured. I want that definition of that word. Very important. I'm not looking for captivity. I'm looking for a person like they've been captured. What that word really means. You'll be surprised what that word really means when you capture. We're going to find out the definition of that word after. Hey, Mother, give me a verse, Mother Ian. And we're going to bring our elder in. We see our elder, Mr. Tibbs and Kane, into the room, so they're going to tell you all about the broadcast. I need one precept, Mother. See, that's why we say we don't know where we're going, and that's why we know Yahuwah is working with this ministry. Because he'll set the tone and the lesson on the way of doing a lesson. You see that? And that's why it's always, when they ever say, how do you get so much out of one book? Because it'd be spirit-led when we come on this broadcast. We don't know where we're going. But if you stand back and take notes, you're going to learn something to be prepared to help others to come. Now, Mother, in 2 Kings, there, Mother, I need a verse. 2 Kings 6. See, we got to never forget this right here. In 2 Kings chapter 6. In 2 Kings chapter 6. It's a final statement that's made there, Mother E. And what do it say in 2 Kings 6, verse 12? What does it say we can read?
2 Kings 6, verse 12. Mm-hmm. Verse 12. And one of his servants said, "None, my Yahuwah, O king, but Elijah, the seer, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel words that thou speakest in that bedtime."
Yeah. Yeah. He said, "Why can I set a trap up to catch some Israelites and somebody can go out their head They always get away. He said, now, tell me something. I know I set a good trap, but why can I never catch them? Why they always a step ahead of me? He said, I tell you what. Who in my camp is telling them to get out of the way after I set a perfect trap for them? And then every time they get away from me, he said, now tell me, would y'all help me out? He said, tell me, who? He said, no, no, my Yahweh, the big Syrian king, we're not telling your plan. He said, when you're speaking to your wife in your bed chamber with the light off on the pillow top, he got a great big angel peeping down on you on everything you're saying and you're doing. And then what he do after you have made your statement, he goes immediately to the seer and tell the seer exactly what you want. See? He tell the seer what you want. And the seer be able to go look at this book and see what you own. See, I know what you own as soon as you open your mouth because the angel is peeping on you from the get-go. See? The seer can't see past his nose, but he'll get that small seer voice to tell, just like we do a lesson, to do 10:16, Luke 12:12. You're inviting the mental spirit to help you guys to do your lesson. So when Ezekiel was at the temple, the angel came immediately to him and got in his head. He said, listen, look at them old hills come up here. He said, they ain't right. They coming in not right. I mean, they got their fringes on, they dressed up, but they ain't right. He said, would you judge them, old son of man? So the angel going to give them the information. Because remember, God read already in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17, 24 through 25, that the elders supposed to reflect the fear. They supposed to have the same mind and the same goal that the seer has. That's why when he picked them 70, he said, now bring them down to the temple, and I'm going to come down and take the same spirit that you got, and I'm going to put on them that you won't bear this burden alone. You see that? That's been tough with them. So now, we're going to bring our elder in. Tell y'all about the broadcast and we'll get back on this again. Because it's very important to understand something. Remember, Yahweh sees you and he will let the seer know exactly what you're doing even in your bed chamber. Now we just got to read it. But the seer can't see past his nose. But guess what? The angel of Yahweh is watching every move you make. And they take notes. And then they give breath to the man of Yahweh. And show the man of Yahweh exactly what's going on. And then you look at this book and say, okay, good. So you see, that's why it's so important to understand one thing. This is just not another ministry. And if you review last night's tape, and you tie in last night's tape with the one that's coming on today, you're going to be all right, but if you don't catch last night's tape, just tie in what we get ready to say in advance, then you're going to be on the outside looking in. You're going to be always with a wood. Got it? Good. So we meet our elder with a loud voice. He said, Elder McKill, got my BGLC ready.
And Yahweh bless you, see this road to see you grow. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, I don't know something about it. The box tail been lit and the curtain L went up. And we on some good stuff led by the city of Yahweh. So, but whatever the Almighty put on you to tell its national audience over 900,000 strong on the international and growing. Take your time and do your part. L, look at the tail, the clock, come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh, bless you. See you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a pleasure to be among over 900,000 listeners and more that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And, you know, that is a good thing because I always say the more people to hear Yahweh's word, the correct word, the better off everyone will be. There's only one or two people that I can think of in this world that don't like people to be educated. I'll mention them in just a second, but you do know them. They were threatened in schools, the teachers. They were told, no longer teach heritage or anything in school. Just teach standard history if you want your job. What? This means that you have to do your own research to find out about who you are and where you came from. The teachers, they want to keep their job. Donald Trump, he said, I love the uneducated. Now, why would the man say that? Right on national TV. Well, who said this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4? I'll read it. For it says, in whom the Yahuwah of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel covenant of Yahuwah the Son, who is in the image of Yahuwah the Father, should shine unto them. Can you imagine who would say something like that? Well, we already know it wasn't Donald Trump back then. I would believe the pagan image of him would be in a red suit with a tail sticking out in the pitchfork. We all know who that is. But anyway, we have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the precepts which we often taught and the voice of the true Israelites. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage evil or confused teachings and usually over loud bump the guns contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us, but no. And believe me, if you ain't word up in the word of Yahuwah, they will turn the scriptures around to make them mean something else to you. I've seen it done. This is the reason why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. And like the seer said earlier, we often been questioning, how do you guys get this much out of this one book? Well, you have to listen to the program because it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, your health, foods you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more we cover out of this one book. And why do we do this? Because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gaza. We're open unto you on the normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Also, we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath, that class starts on Saturday at 12 p.m. That's the temple class. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices and write on the search line, type tribeyada.com. Once again, after click enter, you'll see tribeyada.com-Israelites. Well, doing this will take you right to a big line where you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, you'll still see the choices. In doing so, still choose the tithes and offerings. And the reason why is in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Online. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, as I said before, with all the bad teaching that's going around today. For building a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program, which is a feature available during our broadcast time. And to get there, this time type three words on that search bar, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Jada, and click that red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast, which is good for people that can't dial the number. You can reach the live broadcast on any one of your smart devices. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also now in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling that number, you can order the 12 programs for the DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer. Your email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many of those that most of us have seen, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show after 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. Now, to do this, open up any one of your search engines on any smart device. Once again, enter Yahweh Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. At that point, just choose the program you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. And during our normal broadcast, you'd also probably like to know, we're simultaneously transmitting on Peloton, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, or your computer, even on your smartwatch. Just make sure you have the Peloton app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. When you get there, you'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants, where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Institute of Israel, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Peloton. Yahweh be with you all. But to all of our reading members that read the scriptures, when we're given the scriptures to read by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahweh will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. So doing this, we have to be careful not to make those worldly statements that we have seen that can't be backed up by the Bible, but make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. And so we can start to do just that. I'll pass that program back to our seer Israel and say, Alleluia, Yahuwah.
All right, I hear the Alleluia, Yahuwah. That was excellent on your part, no doubt about it. And that was excellent. All right, young man, we're going to come back and we're going to look at that, read down to verse 12. Going back to Ezekiel chapter 20, read down to verse 12. Read down to verse 12. That's all we want. And Yahweh, I'll just pick it up at verse 15 down to verse 22. Read down to verse 12 in Ezekiel 20. Pick it right back up again at 3 down to 12. Then Yahweh, pick it up at verse 15 down to verse 22. Mm-hmm. Good. Come on,
young line.
Brother Titus, you're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel the seer, chapter 20, verse 3 to verse 12. Ezekiel the seer, chapter 20, verse 3 reads, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say to them, Thus said Yahuwah, are you come to quiet of me? As I live, said Yahuwah, I will not be acquired of by you. Verse 4, will you judge them, the elders of Israel, son of man, will you judge them, the elders of Israel, cause them to know the abomination of their father. Verse 5, and said to them, thus said Yahuwah, in the day when I chose Israel, lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, land of bondage, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 6, in the day when I lifted up my hand unto them, I bring them forth of the land of Egypt, land of bondage, unto a land that I have espoused for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all land. Verse 7, then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt, Mizraim, land of bondage. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 8, but they rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes. Keep going.
Read down to verse
12,
young
line. Hello,
Yahuwah. Hold on, young line. You wrote down what the seer said, didn't you?
Hello, Yahuwah.
You become an aisle suspect by saying keep going. And we said from the get-go, read down to verse 12, and you're supposed to make a note of it first and look directly back on your paper. And knowing exactly, you're not reading, just reading, you read with understanding, and you enlighten the national order at the same token. So make sure when you read, you really read and enlighten yourself to help them. So now in 3, you're made down to verse 9, and you said keep going, like it's a bunch of reading involved. No, it's a bunch of reading involved. There's a message that's involved. Ezekiel 20, 3 down to verse 12. Your paper won't tell you exactly what to keep going at. Young lion, come on again. Wake it up, our phone.
I'm at verse 8, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 8. But they rebelled against me, and were not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt, Mizraim. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them and encompass my anger against them in the midst of the land of Mizraim, Egypt, land of bondage. Verse 9. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen, the nations among whom they were in whose sight I made myself known unto them, and bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt, land of bondage. Verse 10, wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, land of bondage, and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11, and I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which a man do, he should even live in this. Verse 12, moreover, I also gave them my statutes, to be a sign between me and them, and that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them.
You see? Right there. So you see, remember, when we just read, we just not read, we know on what we read. Remember, the elder was, the seer was already in the temple. Then here comes the elder in the temple. Then he got, then the angels got into the seer's head. He said, hey, your elder's coming. But they ain't coming. So inform them what their responsibility they supposed to be doing. He said, judge them, son of man. So that what you just, we just not read what you read. We know what we read. So the son of man was, if you draw the picture, he was already inside the temple site. Then the elders came in after that. He said, now would you judge them? He said, cause them to know their abomination. Because we read what they supposed to be doing by dawn. We read what they supposed to be doing. My daughter, when she read it in the 11th chapter, verse 16, 17, what they supposed to be doing. Because the seer's job is to get it directed to the elder. His job is over with. Then the elder kicks in and gives it to the teacher. Then the teachers get it to the fathers. The fathers get to the mothers get to the children. See, that's the protocol. But the protocol has been broken, and that's why he told Son of Man, would you get with your elders and judge them, you're not doing what the Bible saying you're supposed to be doing. When daughter read in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17, 24, 25 and 26, he told Moses, look out there, Moses, and look and get 70 of the elders that you know that doing the law, statutes, and commandments that you know. Then bring them down to the temple, and I'm going to take that same spirit that's on you and put it on them, that you won't bear this burden alone. So that's the protocol of the Bible. So that's the protocol we got to reflect in this sixth anointed camp. See, if once we reflect this Bible, the way the Bible said, Yahweh ain't got no alternative but to bring the double with speed. So we got to reflect this Bible. See, we got to make sure you understand, when you're not in the temple site, don't think Yahweh's not seeing every move you're making. We just found that out from Mother Eve. They know what you be saying in your bed chamber. They know when you backbite mommy and complaining. They already, the angels been looking right at you in the dark and taking notes. You see? So now, what do it say is in 12, verse 9 and 10 of the regular book of Ecclesiastes 13 and 14. This is what he's saying.
Well,
in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9, 10, 13 and 14. What is saying to Elvis Till? What is he saying?
In the book of Ecclesiastes, that chapter got knocked out. I couldn't hear it.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Now, in this case, again, talking to how the order of things go. It's a seer first, then it's the elder, then it's the teacher, then it's the father, then it's the mother. So when we read verse 9, we're going to hear something, but we have to make sure we know what to put there in verse 9. Now what we'll do, we'll get a case in point. We'll get a case in point. We'll set it all up. We'll set it all up and get a case in point. So we find out that the elders have to reflect the seal. That's what we just found out so far by Yahweh Yahweh. So we're going to bring the young lion in before he gets started, telling about the broadcast, who all on the broadcast. I'm going to take that from there. And then we're going to see, will this thing unfold? Because this is big business. And we've got to get this thing right. You want y'all part in the thing? We got to have it right. Let's go case in point. Brother Mackay, what did it say in 10 verse 1 of the rock?
We're going to the book of the rock. Chapter 10.
Yes, sir.
Let me go pick it up at verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. Give me 37:23
of the same book of Sirach. All right. The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 23. The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 23 reads, a wise seer instruct his people, and the fruits of his understanding fail not.
Okay. Now, we're going to take the young lion to Sirach 6:6. With that understanding, should nothing change when we get to 35. Should nothing change when we get to 35. Just as he's reading right here, should nothing change in 35. But if we start at that 35, then we know one thing, that some more teaching got to be done again, and that's why we have to be listening very carefully. We should nothing stumble when we get to 35. Watch it say in Sirach 6:6.
We're going to the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6. Be in peace with many, nevertheless, have one counselor, one seer of a thousand.
Okay, good. Now we understand. That's great. Now you own something online in grand style. Now let's see what anything changed in verse 35.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 35. Verse 35 reads, be willing to hear every Yahwali discourse.
Amen.
And let not the parables of understanding escape you.
All right, here we go. 36, here we go.
36. And if you see is a man, a seer of understanding, get you betimes unto him, and let your foot wear down where the steps of his door.
Excellent. So when we got to that verse right there in 36, everything starts from the seer passed down to the elder. Everything passed down from the elder get to the teacher. And teachers get to the father. Fathers get to the mothers. Mothers get to the children. So get yourself be time. That man, again, is the same man called the seer. Because then he will be able to direct you to the elder. And the elders be able to direct you to the teacher. And the teachers be able to direct you to the father. The fathers direct you to the mother. And the mothers direct you to the children. If we understand that protocol, ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nothing going to change. See, one thing about it, when you read Malachi 3, verse 6, don't nothing change. If you want your part to intervene, you must follow the protocol of the Bible. And once you follow the protocol of the Bible, then you ready to go. And that's why he said, son of man, would you judge them out? Because something they're not doing right. Now, who knew about it was some angels that was following the elders around. The seer wasn't following nobody around. He came directly to the seer and told him, would you judge them out? Son of man, show them their abomination. Because what they were doing, they was not doing it from the seer. They were doing it once they got back into the privacy of their own facility. So now, when we read that with that understanding, when we read the 12th chapter, verse 9 and 10, with that understanding, Elder Mr. Chill, and then we lift them up real good in verse 12 and 13, we should be on something to pass on to the teacher. We should be on something. Let's find out. Elder Mr. Chill, please ask in chapter 12, verse 9, 10, 13, and 14, what it say.
Okay, change my notes here. Reading the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, and verses 13 and 14. Verse number 9 says, "And moreover, because the seer was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set it in order many proverbs. 10. The seer sought to find out acceptable words, that which was written was upright, even words of truth. 12. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of many, making many books, there is no end, and much study is of the flesh. 13.
13
let us
14.
Hear.
13 14. And 14.
For Yahweh
13.
Shall bring.
13. 13 and 14.
13. 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his Torah instructions. For all this is the whole duty of man. 14. For Yahweh shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
You see that? So you see what he's saying? He's saying, listen, see, the wise seer is going to instruct his people. And he gonna get directed to the elders for the elders to get going on. Now that's sincere. You deliver a knockout blow in grand style with that protocol in that verse 9 and 10. Now that, it is. That's what we're talking about. See, Yahweh have no autonomy but to make his move once he can reflect the order which he passed down in his book. So he says in verse 14, for Yahweh should bring every work into judgment. Every secret thing, the stuff that you think you do at home, in the car, on the phone, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, he going to sit all of them on tape. Everything. No, Yahweh. Sit on tape. He said, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Because we find out one thing, the angel is peeping right at you on every move you make. And then they'll get to the seal, they know, and then we can tell by your reading, your comprehension of the Bible, if you just read or if you know what you read. See, we'll know when you study it, because we can tell by the conversation that is coming out your mouth. We can know what you are. We can know when you got idle in your head. We can tell when you're holding back and you're going forward. Because the angel is looking right at you. And then he'll tell you, well, this verse will be read smoothly. What's all that stuttering in that verse for? You don't went over it many times before. So I'm trying to tell you something. Because those seer ain't saying nothing, don't think he can tell when you crack the book open. If you study it or you pick the book up on just on the Saturday classes, he knows when you're doing what you're doing. Soon you open your mouth. Because the angel will radio exactly what they own. You know? I mean, the only way you know that in time to come, you'll know that. So that's why when the seers come on, they're always ready to go and give it all he got. Because you'll be in life. So I'm going to give it all I got. And that's what he's trying to say, tell the elders. Give it all he got in the sixth anointed camp. Give it all you got. Because the middle of reading in 11 by the daughter Yahweh, look out there and find 70 of the men of Israel that you know that keep me laws, statutes, and commandments and bring them down to the temple. And I'm going to come down and take that same spirit that you got, Moses, and I'm going to put it on them. So you're going to hear a reflection of Yahweh's word coming through them. Exactly what they still do. You'll hear it. Because they made the same spirit. Because it ain't but one spirit. As a matter of fact, we might read that. That's excellent. God of Yahweh, let's go to the 12th chapter. We might well get a precept. See, you hear a small little boy say, hey, I said that sounds pretty good, but get a precept on that for the national audience. Say, hey, daughter of Yahweh, let's take a look at a statement in the 12th chapter. And we're going to pick it up at verse 125. I thought we're not going to make no statements. We're just going to throw out 120, the 12th chapter of Corinthians. 1 through 25. I'm not going to say anything.
First one,
I'm just going to let it be read out. Listen, remember, now if Paul is talking to the, I'm going to set it up. He's talking to the northern kingdom. That's what he's talking to. That was scattered. And Paul was raised from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 15 and 16 to reveal his son in me. That was the Father said. So he was reflecting Yahweh the Son when he was on the clock. And he was also told in Romans, in Romans 1 verse 7, that his job was to go to them and put the word on. That was he was raised in the womb to get his bit. So with that understanding, so Paul doing exactly what people will be doing, going to the scattered northern kingdom and take care of his business. Okay, good. All right, good. Let's find out what was said in 1 down to verse 25, daughter Yahweh. Let's listen to some of this conversation in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 through 25. What did it say that, daughter Yahweh? Bring that A reading. Come on there, daughter.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 through 25. Verse 1 reads, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 2, you know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the spirit of the YHWH Yahweh calleth YHWH Yahweh the son of YHWH Yahweh the father accursed. And that no man can say that YHWH the son of YHWH the father is the YHWH, but by the righteous spirit. Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. Verse 5. And there are differences of administration, but the same YHWH Yahweh. Verse 6. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same YHWH Yahweh which worketh all in all. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another faith, the covenant by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
verse 12. For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is YHWH Yahuwah, the son of YHWH Yahuwah, the father. Verse 13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether Israelite or Gentile.
Yada Judah, whether be Yada Judah or Israel,
is that right? Whether be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. 16, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Verse 18. But now have YHWH Yahuwah set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it have pleased him. Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Verse 20. But now are they many members, yet but one body. Verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Verse 22. No, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary.
Mm-hmm. Down to 25.
Keep going. 25.
Hallelujah.
Verse 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Verse 24. For our comely parts have no need, but YHWH Yahuwah have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 28, daughter. Verse 28.
Verse 28, and YHWH Yahuwah have set some in the congregation, in the temple, first apostles, second seers, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, help, government, diversities of tongues.
Mm-hmm. Now, he don't say a whole lot, and we ain't going to comment on any of it. We're just going to leave that on the table, showing you the order thing. Read verse 5 and 18. Hey, daughter, read verse 5 and 18. Hey, mother, tell me Ephesians chapter 4, 1 down to verse number 5. 1 down to verse 5, mother. Hey, daughter, read Brother Titus. Tell me Jubilee. Chapter 6, 33 down to verse 37. Have that waiting on me. Now, daughter, read what it says in verse 5 and 18.
1 Corinthians, verse 5, chapter 12, verse 5 and 18. Verse
and
5.
23. Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 5, 18, and 23. Verse 5 reads, and there are differences of administration, but the same YHWH Yahuwah. Verse 18. But now have YHWH Yahuwah set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. Verse 23. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary.
Read verse 23 again. Verse 23.
In those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
So what he's saying, we all play a role in this body. And don't think because if you're not this part of the body, that makes you less in the body. No, all of those go together. You want to understand all of the goals is built to make this thing run smoothly. We all got a role to play. We got to play our role to the best of our ability. But it's just as important as the one in that position and you in that position. All of it goes together.
Okay. Once
we can time to get that understanding that he put who he wants in the position that he wants you to be in that position. So you don't have to say who he thinks he is or who she thinks she is. No. This is Yahuwah doing a 118:23. Understand to make this thing work. He already knows what he wants to be done. And he already knows your outcome of what you're going to do anyway. See? That's good to know. And we're gonna get that by Brother Micaiah in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, all the way down to verse 12, 1 down to verse 12 in the book of Daniel. We're going to get that information. See, after we get with mother, mother, stop off at Exodus 7, 1. Mother, jump off Exodus 7:1 first before you go to Ephesians chapter 4, 1 down to verse 6. Stop off and take a little peek at something real quick. Hey, Mother Eve, what it says in 7 verse 1 of Exodus?
Book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a Yahuwah to Pharaoh, and Aaron, thy brother, shall be their leader.
Mm-hmm. So now, so we got Yahuwah have cast in this thing. He made Moses to be the Yahuwah of the time of his visitation of the children of Israel. Then he had Aaron as the seer. Let's find out from the young lion, Brother Titus, what did Aaron do? What did Aaron do with that in 622? What did he do in number 622? Now, let's see what Aaron the seer did. What did he do in 622 and 23 of numbers? What did he do with it? Do once Moses knew his position, Aaron know his position. Then what happened next that we can read in number 622 and 23? Hey, what can we read, that young lion, Brother Titus? What can we read? Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 read. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them,
22 and 23.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And Yahweh.
What?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them.
So on this wise you'll receive the blessing. So we found out Moses was the Yahweh of the time when he was writing the first five books after Yahweh had put aside. He said, well, I know your brother speak way of Aaron, and Aaron's going to be now, and Aaron's sons is going to be who? The elders. That's who the elders is. So that's what, so they know your protocol. So everything got to work humbly. Then Yahweh say, the blessing is coming. So once we recognize if the protocol intact, Yahweh ain't going to break his word. The protocol kicks in. When you understand that the fifth job is to give to the elders, and the elder job gets to the teacher. That's when the blessing gonna come. But we gotta know our role. The quickest the seer get his hands on, he gotta get it to them elders. And the elders gotta be ready to get to them teachers right away. Because when something come up, we gotta be prepared, like we found out when the old seer was laying back in the cut of the 14th chapter when daughter read it. He didn't know what was going on, but guess who did know? The angels know what's going on. So that's the point. For this ministry to go, we have to be clicking on all cylinders according to what they can read. Now, Mother Eve, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, talk about it. Do a little read, Mother. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1. Do a little read. Come on.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Yahweh, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace.
Endeavorous means try hard. Every time he was telling them to try hard, otherwise go the extra mile. Endeavoring means to try hard on what you're doing. Go ahead and read, Mother.
Okay.
Verse 4.
There is one body, verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called and one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Yahweh, one faith, and one baptism.
Go ahead, verse 6.
One Yahweh and one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
Verse 7.
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Yahweh the Son.
You see that?
Verse 8.
So now he's talking some good talk. So for time's sake, he let you know. This thing is in order. If we play the proper order, then Yahweh have to make his move once the seer do what he's supposed to be doing, the elder do what he's supposed to be doing, some teachers then know what they're supposed to be doing, and they get into the father know what they're supposed to be doing, the mother know what they're supposed to be doing, and children know what they're supposed to be doing. Once that's in order, Yahweh is. You see all this land breaking south, east, north, west? He's the And the also reflects the seer, because he said, I will put the same spirit on them that you got if you won't bear this burden alone. So that's why he said, Son of Man, which you judge the more ill. Because them elder spirit got to be right to get to them teachers. That's how it goes. Spirit got to be right. They got to give them a pass. See? And that was, and in that yesterday lesson, it's very important to go over that lesson yesterday and take big notes.
We are
quiet. We're going to come behind it today and tie in to yesterday lesson. But after Micaiah tell us all about who bring the broadcast and who all have logged in, we're going to bring that young man in now to say, Brother Micaiah Israel, Yahweh be there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you there, Sir Israel of Seed Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, young lion. Well, you know, see, always get happy because he already, see, oh, you remember that old statement that old Michael King said, he said he don't been somewhere, he don't sing something, he ain't sing nothing. But the same token, we didn't show this thing through the page of this book. We didn't show this thing. That's why we just looking at this thing on the page of the book, because look at this. You already chose to see exactly how it's going to happen. But some things got to happen to make it happen. Hey, Elder Till, give me a precept, Elder. Give me that the book called Numbers 14, verse 9, Elder Till. Give me that 14, verse 9 of Numbers, Elder Mr. Till. What does it say?
In the book of Numbers, looking at chapter 14, reading
verse
number 9. Yes, reading verse number 9. 9 says, Only rebel not against ye the Yahweh, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
See, that's the spirit we got to get to the teacher. Don't rebel against Yahweh. Don't rebel. Because the world is bread for us. He is with us. But that spirit got to reflect down. He was told, don't rebel. Let's get this thing right, because the people are depending on us to get it right. But we got to lead by example. Because what it say held in 32:23 of the same book of Numbers, 32:23, Elder Smith would say.
Okay, I think that was Numbers 32:23. Is that correct?
Yeah,
exactly right, Elder.
Okay. 32. Verse number 23 says, But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out.
You see that? If you never do this thing, you say your sin's going to find you out. It's going to find you out. He's going to find you out. And sin is breaking of the Torah instruction. You got to lead by example. That's why the king tore his garment up in other prior lessons. Because he found out that he was getting shortchanged by those that was in the ministry. And he knew one thing by him getting changed by not getting proper information, although it might have meant well, but he knew Yahweh's anger was going to get him burnt. See, it's the point we got to stand. Yahweh always starts from the top and works his way down. That's why when I come on the broadcast, I try to give it all I got. Because I know if he's going to hit anybody in the mouth, he'll hit the seer in the mouth first. Yeah. He'll take away your sweet sleep. And that's why he tore his garment up. He said, God, dog, we ain't doing nothing right here. He said, look here. Just as Yahweh was able to talk to a donkey, he said, who? Somebody got to tell us about this book, or right now, we in trouble. And I know who's going to get hit in the mouth first is me. That's what the king said. That's why he told his governor. So I'm telling you something. Sometimes you'd be surprised, especially in leadership. You got to make sure you got this right. You got to make your election is sure. My fact, let's read that, daughter. Hey, daughter Yahweh, let's read that verse. And we go on to the young lion. And 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter verse 8 down to verse 11, that's daughter Yahweh. Hey, daughter Yahweh, what it say in 2 Peter chapter 1, 8 down to verse 11? What it say that we can read? Come on.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Verse 8 reads, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our YHWH, Yahweh. But verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Verse 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our YHWH Yahweh, the Father and Savior, YHWH Yahweh, his Son.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he said, you got your shop to the kingdom, and you do these things according to the order he got, you will never fall. It's not what the man trying to tell you. If you line up with his word, now, give me a precept on that, Titus, give me that 2:10. Then we get to a young lion and tell y'all about the broadcast. So, like I said, that's why I got the call already about, well, you know, I want to put some labels on some cases, but I don't know what the lesson is going to be about. No. The lesson is going to be about you have to listen to the tape yourself, and then you got to pick out what was the stuff from out of years and put a label on it. So we can't tell you what the lesson is going to be about. And that's the reason why we do Luke 10:19. We don't know what's going to be said. We don't know what the righteous spirit is going to say. So, but if you listen to the tape, after you, then he'll put the spirit on you, put the right, whether you're going to put on it, what the title of it is on. Like just right here. What, so far, let's see, can anybody tell me, what is the title of this lesson right here? I mean, let me just leave it open for you. Whoever wanna grab that segment, what is the title for this lesson right here on what we have learned so far for the last hour and a half? What will the title be for this lesson right here? Let's see if we're about to step up and get old C around on what we have heard for the last hour and a half. What would be the title of this lesson for the last hour and a half? What would you put on the label right now? Who won't take a shot at that? All right, good. We leave it like that then. Cricket sound. We'll let that better be it. Now, what we're getting ready to read? What you getting ready to read that, young lion?
Sirach chapter 2, verse 10.
Okay, go ahead.
Book of Sirach chapter 2, verse 10 reads, look at the generations of old and see there ever any trust in Yahweh. And was confounded, or did any abide in his fear, and was forsaken, or whom did he ever despise that called upon him?
He said, take back all the way back to Adam. He said, when you had me right, I had you right. He said, no record, nowhere in the record book, when you got your mighty one right, that he don't have you right. He got that big capital. See, that's the game changer right there. When you got your mighty one right, then I could bring the young lion in, but young lion Micaiah, I got to get a precept on that. 54:5-17. Well, make it 4. Pick up verse 4. I've got 54:4-17. And after you get through reading 4-17, then young lion Micaiah tell us the national audience about who bring the broadcast and what they need to know after you read the 54th chapter of Isaiah 4:9-17. Take your time, young lion, and go right off into you already been holding for the last hour and a half. Take your time. Brother Micaiah Israel, come on.
All right, we're going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. We want to read verses 4 down to verse number 17. The book of Isaiah, chapter 54. We want verse 4 down to verse number 17. Verse 4, and it reads, "Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be you confounded, for you shall not be put to shame. For you shall forget the shame of your youth, and shall not remember the reproach, the correction of your widowhood anymore." Verse 5. "For your maker is your husband. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. And your redeemer, the righteous one of Israel, the Yahweh of the whole earth shall he be called." Verse 6. "For the YHWH Yahweh have called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of you. And when you was refused, saith your Yahweh." Verse 7. "For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercy will I gather you." Verse 8. "In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, saith the YHWH, your Redeemer." Verse 9. "For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with you, nor rebuke you." Verse 10. "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the YHWH Yahweh that hath mercy on you." Verse 11. "O you afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors, and lay your foundations with sapphire." Verse 12. "And I will make your widows of a gate, and your gates of carcass, all your borders of pleasant stones." Verse 13. "And all your children should be taught of the YHWH Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of your children." Verse 14. "In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you." Verse 15. "Behold, they shall surely gather you. They shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake." Verse 16. "Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy." Verse 17. "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants, all the 12 tribes of the children of Israel of the YHWH Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says the Yahweh." Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yahweh.
Well, right now we want to come and let you all know who bring the broadcast and where are we broadcasting at. The Elder had took care of the Broad Talk Radio in grand style at the beginning of the class, and also took care of the Pow Talk. But Brother Makai is going to add on to you all and let you all know who, where we are broadcasting at. And one of them is the Facebook page. We are broadcasting on our Facebook page. We want you all to tune in to our Facebook page, type in those keys of your cell phone or your smart TV if you have one of those, or even if you have the desktop or the laptop, we ask you all to log into your Facebook page and type in Seer Israel. Once again, type in Seer Israel, spelled S-E-E-R-Y-S-R-A-E-L. We ask you all to type that in to your Facebook page, Seer Israel. And once you tune in, you'll catch any one of the previous broadcasts that has been recorded on the Blog Talk or anytime we was live inside of the class. We ask you all to tune in. We do have things that you can go in and browse for through our Facebook page to see historical documents. Or if you have any questions or comments, type inside of those keys pertaining to the lessons that you have heard or any questions that you have to ask pertaining to the Bible. And at the time Yahweh would appoint us, we will come back and get back with you. Any one of the members from the Six Anointed Camps, the elders or the teachers, and we will take our time and get back with you according to some Thus Says Yahweh. And when we do answer your questions, we will be coming with some Acts chapter 15, verse 15, and some Romans chapter 15, verse number 4 on the table, as it is written. We do want to clarify that as well, and we only speak according to the oracles of Yahweh, according to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 11. So we ask you all, too, to tune into our YouTube page. We have a YouTube page rolling right now as we speak. We ask you all to go tune in to our YouTube page, and we ask you all to type in those keys, V-O-T-T-Y, Tribe, Y-H-D-H. Once again, we ask you all to type in those keys, V-O-T-T-Y, Tribe, Y-H-D-H. So we ask you all to type that in so we can get you all prepared to take care of Yahweh's business and get your lessons up and get all caught up. We do have some a few things we have put up on our YouTube page, all lessons. Don't be looking for a faith because you ain't going to get one. We had to be at the class. We've been in the temple live. It's all about Yahweh's word. So you're going to hear voices of the true Israel life at Yahweh's ministry, taking care of his word, reading his word, and teaching you some Thus Says Yahweh. So if you have it here to hear, you'll tune in. You'll write down your questions and your comments, as the elder have told you earlier. Call in to the international phone line at 224-600-5579. And we ask you all also to tune in to our TikTok page. We got something up there where you can just go check you out a quick 10-minute snippet. Get your few hits thrown up in there and write down down what you have heard. Take your notes. That's what we ask you to do. Take your notes and then write down your questions. Then call in for the comments. Or write a comment inside of that little box area right there where they give you an opportunity to write down a comment. We ask you all to write down your comment and also call into the international phone line for questions or comments at 224-600-5579. Once again, for questions and comments, call into the international phone line at 224-600-5579. And we do also ask you all to make sure you type in those keys on those on anytime we broadcast and live on our Facebook page or our YouTube page or even from our TikTok page. We actually write your questions down as well at the bottom part where you got that little box there where it says comments. And we're going to keep the ball game rolling. And we say over to you, Seer Israel of Seed Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was excellent, young man. And that's what makes the whole hill they very happy when you hear you deliver. All right, now we're going to go to Jubilee 6, 33 to 37, young line, Titus. And we'll see what's going on now. And so now we go on to Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 33 down to verse 37. Let's see what we're working with there, young line. Brother Tight, you on the cross, come on.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 33 to verse 37. Jubilee chapter 6, verse 33 reads, "But if they do neglect and do not observe them according to his commandments, then they will disturb all their seasons, and the years will be dislodged from this order. They will neglect their ordinance." Verse 34, "And all the children will forget."
Hold that part there, young man. Now, I know you're going to be able to read, but maybe can't keep your ears going open a little bit, too. I'm going to, they say, read that verse again, that young man, read that verse again. And daughter Yahuwah, have me Leviticus chapter 4. Daughter Yahuwah, have me Leviticus chapter 4 that's waiting on me there, daughter Yahuwah. Leviticus chapter 4. And read that verse again, that young line.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 33, reads, "But if they do neglect and do not observe them according to his commandment, then they will disturb all their seeds, and the years will be dislodged from this order. They will neglect their ordinance."
Okay. All right, good. Hey, daughter, let's follow with what you're saying with a precept, daughter Yahuwah. What are you saying? If they don't keep what he's saying out of his mouth, you're going to mess up the commandments, law, statutes, commandments. Then if you mess up on it, then what do Yahuwah look at you being about in Leviticus chapter 4? And then we'll skip down to verse 13. And we're going to look at verse 22. Then we're going to kick back down to verse 11. That we're going to do, daughter Yahuwah. Leviticus chapter 4, write it down, 1 and 2. Then skip down to verse 13, and we just do 22 for time's sake. Just 13 and 22. Second time that daughter Yahuwah, let's see what he's saying about it. If you don't pay attention to it, if you don't pay him no never mind, then you're not going to listen to him give the order of what's going on. Let's see what he got written for you that pay him no never mind. 4, 1 and 2, then skip down to verse 13 and 22. And Mother Eve, have me 5, 1 and 17 in the business. Waiting on me, Mother Eve. The fifth chapter, verse 1 and 17, had that waiting on me. Come on, daughter Yahuwah, you on the clock, come on.
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 13, 22. Verse 1 reads, "And the YHWH Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying," verse 2, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance, against any of the commandments of the YHWH Yahuwah concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them." Verse 13 and 22. Verse 13, "And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the YHWH Yahuwah concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty." Verse 22. "When a ruler have sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the YHWH Yahuwah, his YHWH Yahuwah concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty."
Mm-hmm. So nobody get a pass. Nobody get a pass. The rulers, the elders, nobody get a pass. Do anything against the commandments, law, statutes, commandments, are guilty. That's what he said. He said, don't nobody get a pass. Everybody that breaks the law, statutes, and commandments of Yahweh's voice is guilty. Is that what we're reading, Adela Yahweh?
That's what we're reading.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, Mother. 5:1-17, what's the MLE? Hey, Mother, what it says in the 5th chapter, verse 1:17? Mother, where have Mother E's microphone at WCC? I don't hear. Where have Mother's microphone? Hey, yo, pick it up in 1:17. 5:1-17. Pick it up, Evan.
5:1-17?
Yep.
Of what book?
Leviticus. Chapter 5:1-17.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, reading verse 1 and verse 17. One says, and if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, and he do not utter it, then he shall bear its sins. 17 says, and if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the Torah instructions of the Yahweh, though we wit or not, yet he is guilty and shall bear its anchor sins.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that what he's saying, if you don't follow it the way he's saying, a young man, Bo McCarty. Let's see what he says in Jeremiah 7:23-28. But Micaiah, Israel, see you, Roy. Jeremiah 7:23-28. What
does
it say there,
Bob Micaiah? All right, now, we see Israel, see Roy. We're going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. We're going to read verse 23-28. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Verse 23 reads, the book of Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Yahweh, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Verse 24. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil minds, and went backward and not forward. Verse 25. Since the day that your father came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants the seers, daily rising up early and sending them. 26. Yet they hearken not unto them, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their father. 27. Therefore you shall speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to you. You shall also call unto them, but they will not answer you. Verse 28. But you shall say unto them, this is a nation that obey not the voice of the YHWH, their Yahweh, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
I'll read verse 23 and 28 again there, young man. And give me a little more audio there, young man. A little bit more audio. 7:23-28. What does it say again?
The book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 7:28. Verse 28 reads, "But you shall say unto
them." A young man, pick up verse 23 and 28.
Hallelujah. The book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 7:23 and verse 28. The book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 7:23 reads, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, I will be your Yahweh, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Verse 28. But you shall say unto them, this is a nation that obey not the voice of the YHWH their Yahuwah, nor receive it correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
Ain't that something? He said all he asks you to do is obey his voice. Wait a minute. Obey. All he asks you to do is obey his voice. Let's preach up and find out where his voice is today. All he asks you to do is obey his voice, and it'll go well with you. That's what he said, that young lion.
Hallelujah.
Let's find out where you will hear his voice at today. Listen good. Six anointed camps of voices number two is right. When you hear his voice at today, we go on to Acts 13:26-27 and find out where do you hear his voice at today. Come on.
Well, to the book of Acts, chapter 13. We're going to pick it up at verse 26 and verse 27. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 reads, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feared YHWH Yahuwah, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell at Yada Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
So I'm gonna ask the six anointed council, and I'm sorry, I see a lot of count one is on here. What are you talking about? How do you obey Yahweh's voice today? Hey, Mother E, I don't know if your microphone been fixed, but when you say Hallelujah Yahweh, I know you're back ready to go, Mother E. So Mother E said, Hallelujah Yahweh, and once we hear you, we know you're ready to go. But now that WCC said, working on your microphone. So, Mother, just keep practicing some Hallelujah Yahweh, then we know you're ready to go. Good. So now my question is to those on stage, how do you hear Yahuwah's voice today? All you have to do is obey his voice. Who want to take that right there and enlighten the national audience over 900,000 strong international staff? How do you hear his voice today? Who want to take that? Come on.
Acts chapter 13. You hear his voice.
Hear
All right, you hear his voice by hearing the seer every Sabbath day. You have to hear the seer every Sabbath day to hear Yahuwah's voice.
Yahuwah.
And that is a fact. Every Sabbath day Yahuwah. You hear the seer. Every Sabbath. So when you're hearing the seer, although you pay him no never mind, but you're hearing the voice of Yahuwah speaking him through me to you, but you're paying no never mind. Okay, good. So there it is right there. That's how you hear his voice today. You hear his voice right now through the seer. Now, go back to Jubilee chapter 33, verse 34 now, young lion. All right, young lion, we back on the case of Jubilee 33, verse 34. What it say in verse 34 now? Come on.
Jubilee chapter 6, verse 34. And all the children of Israel will forget and will not find the past of the year and will forget the new month and season and Sabbath, and they will go wrong as of the year. Verse 35. For I know from this forth shall declare it unto you, and it is not of my own devices, for the book lieth written before me. And on the heavenly tablets, the division of days is ordained. Lest they forget the feast of the covenant and walk according to the feast of the Gentiles, the nations, after their error and after their ignorance. Verse 36. For death and for death will be those who will surely make observation of the month. Now it is the stir of the season and coming in from year to year, 10 days too soon. Verse 37.
Hold on, young line. You wanna drop the ball there, young line.
So I said,
that's the elder's fault. You dropped the ball because we definitely have laid that out. Bob McKay, you wanna take a shot at that verse of that, Bob McKay?
Hallelujah. All right, we're going to the Book of Jubilees, chapter 6, verse number 36, read. Verse 36, read. For there will be those who will assuredly make observation of the moon. Now, it disturbeth the season, and cometh in from year to year, 10 days too soon.
So young lion, Titus, you drop the ball again there, young lion, because
I read it.
This is what they're going to be doing. They're gonna be trying to do the moon thing on you, and instead of following the month, they gonna do the moon thing. And when they do the moon thing, just like a lot of these camps, that's why I say that case yesterday was cleared up. But you probably heard. Hold on, young man. You gotta hold back now for you cut see off on this talk. So you gotta transgress over your head behind that one. So not by just moving with the flow of the word and the thing that's going there, not knowing what's going there. So now, to make observation of the moon, you got people that talk about this moon thing on everything. A lot of these camps of Israelite camps, they do their feast days and their Sabbath days they do their feast days by the moon. So he letting you know if you do the moon thing, that it's a prophecy on what they're going to do. He's telling Abraham that this is what they're going to do when time comes. They're going to be doing this thing by using observation of the moon. And they're going to disturb the season. And they're going to come in 10 days too soon. See? So that's how you probably read it there, young man, Brother Titus. So now,
that's what I was.
Hold your thoughts there. You might just take a deep breath there, young Michael. We let you stretch out on it and make observation of the moon. And that what they're doing now? A lot of these camps, they'll have every feast they ever had already. And they feast be 10 days too soon. But it was prophesied they was going to do it. See that? Right there. Now, so you got one transgress over your head. Now let's go to verse 37 there, young line. Come on, let's see what you get if you kept them low. So we know you got one now. Verse 37.
Jubilee chapter 6, verse 37. For this reason, years will come up upon them, and they will disturb the order and make it a abominable day, the day of testimony, as an unclean day, a feast day, and they will confound all the days, the righteous with the unclean, and the unclean day with the righteous. And they will go wrong as to the months, Sabbaths, and feasts, and jubilees.
Hallelujah.
That's big topic there. So they don't go wrong on what? They're going to go wrong on the month.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go wrong on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go wrong on the Jubilee. They're going to go wrong on all that.
They're
going to go wrong on everything. So this is a prophecy. Mm-hmm. Let them know, because when they mess up that moon thing, they're going to go wrong. They're going to have the month off. They're going to have the Sabbath off and the Jubilees off. So it's already prophesied it was going to happen. And as we look around the camps of Israelites today, they got all this wrong. Some of them even doing floating Sabbath days. Sabbath day might be on different times. They doing all the feast days wrong. They doing it by the moon. So they all over the place. So it got to be a ministry that can point these things out. And what happened to the next verse there, young lion? 38.
For this reason I command and testify to you, that you may testify to them. And after your death, your children will disturb them, so that they will not make the year 364 days only. And for this reason, they will go wrong. They will go wrong as to the new moon, months, to the new months, seasons, and Sabbaths, and feasts. And they will eat all kinds of blood and all kinds of flesh.
Mm-hmm. So you stumbled again at that first 38 there, young lion. So you got to make sure, remember, the position that you're in, young lion, you can't be stumbling around with this thing. You got to be fluently with this thing. So that means that whatever is distracting you, you got to make sure you overcome it because the position that you're in, you can't stumble at this or him. You got to fluently go through it. And that's and how you fluently go through it, Brother Makai reads that in 5, verse 11 of Judges. So since you stumbled through that again, so now you went one wrong here and you stumbled at this. So you went wrong right here and moon, and then you stumbled at this right here in 38. So now that's why you got to always find time to be a Judges 5:11. What is saying Judges 5:11 at Brother Makai?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse number 11. Verse number 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noises of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous act of the YHWH Yahuwah, even the righteousness act toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahuwah go down to the gate.
You see that? So once leadership, young lion, Brother Titus, what you in? You got to make sure you rehearsing this righteous act. See, the elders got to make sure that you ain't stumbling and bumming around this. Because when the wolves come, you got to take a deep breath and deliver them up. Stumbling around with this young lion. So, you got two strikes against you right now. And verse number 36 and verse number 38. So you got bad time out of your busy, you know, schedule to make sure from the position you're in, don't be stumbling around on this rear because this is big business. And once we got this thing right, Yahuwah coming in. I mean, he don't come in with a bowling once we in order. We in order and we can put you young lions on any group. And you will take a deep breath and let them bump the gong on the new moon conversation. Then deliver them up according to the same job. And that's it. That's what we're looking for. We're looking. Got to put study in. Got to put time in. The seer, I got to put the time in. You think I can just pick this up on the broadcast? No. I have to pick this up every opportunity I get. I can't just wait. Ministry, I know you'll be with me when the broadcast come on, so I'm going to be jacking my slack. No, it don't work like that. You got to be in his book for me to come and suck with you. Let's read that, daughter. Hey, daughter Yapa, let's read that. Give me 3:20. Read verse 11 just to get warmed up. Give me Revelation End Time Prophecy, daughter Yapa. Give me 3:11. Then skip down to verse 20, that people would say that. Daughter Yahuwah, give me that 3:20, what it say? 3:11, what it say? Daughter Yahuwah, what it say that, daughter Yahuwah? Revelation 3:11. Pick it up, Bill.
Okay, in the book of Revelation, it was verse 3 of chapter 3. Verse number 11. Number 11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that yes, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
You say, oh, well, let nobody take your crown. See, you can get the crown taken away from you if when the world starts closing you down where you don't have your study time in. So So y'all get your study time in. Don't let nobody take your crown. Be empty in the season, ready to go. But you got to be ready to go. But you got a lot of Adam out here. They need some stiff demons out here. I mean, they believe in what they believe in, but we got to show that that don't work. Get down verse 20, down verse 23.
Okay, skipping down to verse 20 to 23. Verse number 20 says, "Behold, that I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will sup him. I will sup with him, and he with me." 21. "To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne." 22. "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the churches."
He said to whom? What did he say it to? He that got ear?
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the churches, temples.
You see, I said kind of a little low there. You know, I can't really, I didn't really hear it. I'll read that verse with a little more audio. Verse 23.
"He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches, temples."
Mm-hmm. Well, remember that part right there. Let's find out exactly who you got here. Find out this little precept on that. He had it. He just got here, let him tell it to the churches, the temple. Let's find out if that what goes there by precept in your Bible, Brother Micaiah. Let's run to Acts 7:38. And then we're going to precept that in 17 verse 1. Or the book called Exodus. Let's find out exactly what this church means in this case. We're going to ask and get the word on the table. The word church. And get on the table. No problem. Get on the table. And Acts 7:38. How can that word hold up by going back to the heavenly tablet and see where I see the word church, what it really means in 1:17. Hey, y'all lying. What is that in 7:38 of the book of Acts? Let's get the word on the table. Come on.
We're going to the book of Acts, chapter 7. We want to read verse number 38. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 38, read. "This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles, words to give unto us."
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, while you're there, Noah got a verse 23 there. It tells you exactly he was with who he was with in verse 23. It really tells you in Acts 7:23 who he was with. Hey, young man, who was you with in 7:23?
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, "And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his mind to visit his brethren, the children of Israel."
Uh-huh. So who was in the wilderness, and he just got a year, this church is talking about the church that was in the wilderness, and we just knocked out the pause in 7:23, but we're going back to the wilderness in 17 verse 1, then he'll come over back and read that verse again, and 3:23, and redeem yourself after the young lion goes to 17, verse 1. Let's find out who was in the wilderness, Exodus 17, verse 1.
The book of Exodus, chapter 17, picking up at verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1. "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness."
Uh-huh. Well, hold on. Let me get another hit on that one. 16, verse 1 there, young lion. 16, 1 of Exodus.
All right. The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Joshua. I knew the word called Hosea. Let's get one more winning. And Elder, we'll come back to that verse, Elder. We'll come back to that verse. And we're going to look at 14 verse 10. Again, we're going to find out who was in the wilderness. 14 verse 10 of Joshua. What did it say in 14:10?
We're going to the book of Joshua. We're going to chapter 14. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 10. The book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 10 reads, and now, behold, the YHWH Yahuwah have kept me alive, as he said these 45 years, even since the YHWH Yahuwah spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness.
So the church is a polluted word for the children of Israel that was in the wilderness. See, they all gonna leave you a wiggle room to get them. So you see the word church in the Bible, it's talking about the congregation of the children of Israel. So the word church is a polluted word for the children of Israel. So now, Eric, when we're going back, he said, he didn't have a year, let him hear in the 20th chapter. He was talking to the specific people. So now you said knock out the park again and 3 verse 22 and 23. Elder still, what if we can read in Revelation end time prophecy talking about a people called the children of Israel? They got a polluted name on them called the church. Let's see what it says in 3 verse 22 and 23. Elder, not at the park. Elder, come on.
Revelations chapter 3, reading verses 20.
Bigger verse 22 and 23.
That's only 22.
Right, 22 and 23. What does it say here?
Only goes to verse 22.
Okay. Pick up the last two verses then.
Okay. Revelations chapter 3, reading verses 21 and 22. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. 22. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the children of Israel.
And so that we tell these, you let the middle of life know, if you overcome it, I overcome it. He said, you know, y'all not overcoming. Now, you know why he knows he's talking to Israelites, elders. In 15:24 of Matthew, was making plain that we know he was talking to the children of Israel, not a congregation or assembly. He was talking to the people. You know why we know that? So we can preach up in 15:24 of Matthew. Hey, elders, what is that in Matthew 15:24? Now, daughter Yahuwah, you back. Say hallelujah, Yahuwah. We know you back on that way. Hey, Mother E, if your microphone back working, say hallelujah, Yahuwah, because we know you're back on the radio, Mother E, and daughter Yahuwah. Say hallelujah, Yahuwah, then we know we can hear you. So what we read now?
Matthew's chapter 15, verse number 24. Verse number 24 says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So you see? So that's what you're talking to. That word church is polluted for the whole congregation of the family of Israel. So we see that word church, it's a polluted word, because he said, I'm only sent to the nation or family of Israel. That's what my father sent me to, get them right. So he let them know in end time prophecy, just like he overcome it, you got to overcome it. If you want to sit down in my kingdom, then you got to overcome it. Who? The children of Israel. Because the children of Israel, they got an opportunity to do right. Hey, Brother Titus, come back to that Jubilees and read verse 37 again. And Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, have me a precept waiting on me in the book of Ezekiel 45:17 down to verse 23 and 25. Had it waiting on me there, Young Lion, Brother Micaiah. But Young Lion, come back to Jubilee 6:37 there, Young Lion. Let's see the sale. Brother Titus, what do you say?
Book of Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 37 reads, "For this reason, the years will come upon them when they will disturb the order and make an abominable day, the day of testimony, an unclean day, a feast day, and they will confound all the days, the righteous with the unclean, and the unclean day with the righteous. But they will go wrong as to the months, Sabbaths, and feasts, and jubilees. For this reason, I command, to testify unto you, that you may testify to them. And after your death, your children will disturb them, and so that they will make the year 364 days old. And for this reason, they will go wrong as to the new months and seasons and Sabbaths and feasts, and they will eat all kinds of blood with all kinds of flesh."
Let me go back to that verse 37, that Young Lion. Look at that verse again. In verse 37. I want to look at that verse 637 again. 637. You can go back and look at that again. And 637. Come back and read that verse again, then, Young Lion.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 37. "For this reason, the years will come upon them when they will disturb the order and make an abominable day, the day of testimony."
Hold that point. Hold that point, Young Lion. Go to verse 38.
Verse 38. "For this reason, I command and testify unto you, that you may testify to them, and after your death, your children will disturb them, so that they would not make the year 364 days only. For this reason, they will go wrong as to the new months and seasons and Sabbaths and feasts, and they will eat all kinds of blood with all kinds of flesh."
They're going to do a lot of abominable things there, Young Lion. So what does Job say about that? When they do these moon things, what really is they doing there, Young Lion? I know I got you on pins and needles over there. That's letting you know you bad. I better get my study in a little bit harder, huh? Yeah, hallelujah, bro. Don't think those say I ain't listening real carefully. In the book of Job 14, verse 4 there, Young Lion. Brother, what it say? When they do this moon thing, what's really going on when they do that moon thing?
Go to the book of Job to see. The book of Job is here, chapter 14, verse 4. "Who could bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one."
So, but take your time when you're reading there, Young Lion. You know, take a deep breath and just read, you know, because remember, we're doing it for the national audience. You know, slow it down a little bit. Keep that bass in there. You're doing great. So when they do the moon thing, 10 days too soon and all that, according to Job, you making that feast day an unclean thing. Now, another seer got a hand on to that in 34, verse 4. What did he say? What did the seer say in 34, verse 4 of Sirach there, Titus? What did he say in 34, verse 4?
The book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse 4, reads, of an unclean thing, who can be cleansed? And from that thing, which is false, what truth can come?
You see that? So when you're doing a moon thing, young lion, when they bring these moon conversations with you, the moon thing is false. It's unclean. I don't care how you make it rib it up. It ain't going to hold up when you put some book on them. I mean, lose all the fucking content, deliver the book on them. If you're doing
That's
the moon
right.
thing on keeping your feet safe, it's unclean. There go your scriptures to back it up. And then Paul had to go to the northern kingdom and say something to him in 1 Corinthians. So when you're doing wrong, you're doing wrong. So here comes Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, young lion, Brother Titus. And what do you say in verse 29 and verse 22?
We go on to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 20 to 22. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 20, reads, but I say that the thing with the Gentiles is in order to try to sacrifice. They sacrifice to devils and not to Yahuwah. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Verse 21, you cannot drink the cup of Yahuwah and the cup of devils. You cannot be partaker of Yahuwah's table. In the table of devils. Verse 22. Do you provoke Yahuwah to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
That's a great question. That's a great question. He said he tell you that if you do the moon thing, it's unclean. If you will continue to provoke him doing this moon thing, he says unclean. I ain't told you nothing about no moon. Moon is a polluted word for month. This is how you find the word. I ain't never gave you no order for what you're doing. You're coming in 10 days too soon. But one thing, y'all probably left it open. He told Ezekiel and Cedar, he left something open for him there, Brother Micaiah. What he left open for him in Ezekiel 45, 17 out of verse 23 and 25. Let's see what he left open for one specific people. Let's find who his one specific people is. Come on there, young lion, Brother Micaiah. Ezekiel 45, 17 to 23, and 25. You're on the clock. Come on.
We're going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse 17 to 23, and verse number 25. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse 17 reads, it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offering in the feast, and in the new month, and in the Sabbath, and all Solomonites of the family of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the family of Israel. Verse number 18. Thus says the Yahuwah, YHWH, in the first month, in the first day of the month, you shall take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the temple. Verse 19. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the posts of the temple and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar, and upon the post of the gate of the inner court. So you shall do the seventh day of the month. For everyone that erred, and for him that is simple, so shall you reconcile the temple. Verse 21. And the first month, and the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover. A feast of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten. 22. And upon the day shall the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bullock for a sin offering. Verse 23. In 7 days of the feast, he shall prepare a burnt offering to the YHWH Yahuwah, seven bullocks, and 7 rams without blemish daily for 7 days, and a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering. Shall he do the like in the feast of the 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meat offering, and according to the oil. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So what did it, what do this sound like that we can read there, that we can read? What do this sound like when he's telling them? But see, when you preach up your Bible, young lion, this is when you are handcuffed there. Now we're going to talk about what is he saying? What's going on here? The what we hear now. See, this is how you handcuff them, young lion. Brother Makai, let's go to Leviticus 23, verse 1. I'm showing you how you handcuff them. What does it sound like? We're going to read what it sound like. What it sound like that's going on here. And 23, verse 1 and 9 says what? Leviticus 23, 1 and 9. Let's see how, let me tell you how you can lock them in, young lion. See, the elders is waiting, and I'm waiting too. Because I want y'all to lock them in. Let's see what this sounds like. And 23, verse 1 and 9.
We're going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. Mm-hmm. We want to read verse number 1 and verse number 9.
Yeah.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1, read. And the YHWH Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, and the YHWH Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
So who's doing talking?
YHWH Yahuwah.
Okay, good. Let's see what we just got to read. What do it sound like when you preach up your Bible? Verse 23.
Verse 23. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 23, and it reads. And the wise WH Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
Now, hold on, Yalai. Make it 15. What's going on in 23:15? What that sound like we just got to read in Ezekiel? We're going to preach up the Bible. But this is how you're going to handcuff them there, young lion. Let's got to put your study in. 23:15.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 15 reads, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you bought the shreef of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
Wait a minute. So it sounded like what we were reading over here in Ezekiel 45, a what kind of system according to verse 15?
7 Sabbaths shall be counted.
Back up, young line. First verse.
Oh,
count. 45, that you're reading 45 is what kind of system again, young line? 15?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 15 reads, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the
Sabbath. Good. Stop it there, young lion. This is a count system, not a
word.
Yahuwah's word is a count system. A count system. You don't deserve no moon. You do counting. So what we read is a count system, young lion. The number one answer to this, what we was reading in Ezekiel, was a count system about when was the Sabbath day. It was a count system. Now get a precept on it, and it's tied out the interchangeable word with count system in verse 16. Where's that young line, Bud Micaiah? Where's the interchangeable word for count in verse 16? Not that part right, that young line I'm pulling for you.
We're going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, even until tomorrow should be number 50 days. And
stop
you
it
shall
there.
Offer...
Wait a minute. Hold on, young line. So is the precept word, what is another word for count in verse 16? What is another word, the number one word for count? In verse 16.
Day.
What word are we going to use? One word, young lion. One word.
Dave.
Number. Number is the same word as count.
We
you
got to
count 50 days. So the sister Yahuwah set up the path down, not a moon. He set up a count system. A count system, young lion. If you going to knock them out the park, understand one thing. Yahuwah set up a count system. When you read in 15, and use your count. When you read in 16, after the seventh Sabbath, use your count. In the New King James Version, they got the word called count to the number. So this is how you take care of the business. What Yahuwah set up on his Sabbath days and feast days was a count system, not a moon system. Because if you do the moon system, you're going to go wrong. But as long as you counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you're going to never go wrong. I don't care what country you're in, whatever is going on, how you going to know what day of the month, what day is this year of this month, whatever you call it. You might call it anything. You might go to Germany, and what you call A, B, of in Hebrew might be another name on there. But one thing ain't going to never change is the system of the five systems, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The system of counting ain't never going to be jacked up. So that's why you know when to do the feast. They don't care what name they got on it. They might have a name in Gregorian count or the Julian. You don't know they're going to get it. All I know, whatever, I know this is the first month, whatever y'all call it, you call it that. But on the 10th day, I get prepared for it. On the 14th day, that's when I get on my pants off. Because it's a count system. It ain't about new moon. One thing will never change is the fine order of the count. So that's what he wanted to do. Because he knew that you and Club just, well, what calendar are you using? Well, I'm using the Gregorian. Well, I'm using what the other calendar is called, the Gregory calendar. That don't make no difference. All you want to know one thing, what day is this? What, okay, what you call that month? I know it changed. You might say it, oh, I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, that ain't going to change. You might say it different, but I can look at all the marks in the lines and let you know on the 13th day or wherever we at, I'm getting ready for this big Passover. Yeah, the count is, young lion, the count. Yahuwah gave the children of Israel a count. He told you what the first month is, 13 verse 4. He took it the first money. So you don't know what the first money is and count from there. What did it say in 13, verse 4 and 10, young lion, brother Titus? What did it say?
The second book of the law, the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 4 and verse 10. Exodus, chapter 13, verse 4 read. This day came ye out of the month Abib. Verse 10. You should therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year.
So you see that? So I don't care what they call their first month. They might say it in Spanish, or they might say it in any language, in Arabic language, okay? But it's still number one, ain't it? Whatever you call it, it's still number one. So whatever day number one is, and whatever you call one, you can call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, different from English, but I can look at the marks in the sand on that 13th day and that 14th day, it's my Passover. So we know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 is English words. Now how you say it in Semitic, we don't know, but he tell you, don't worry about that. Because he took care of that too. 13 verse 8 through 10, he took care of that too. Exactly. He took care of that in Zephaniah 3, 8 through 10. He took care of that too, Elder. See, Yahuwah is the master chess player. He don't took care of everything. You might call it one in English. But in another language, they might call one different name. Okay, good. But let's mark in the sand. You might call it what you want to call it. But I know when we do 13 of these, the next one is going to be my Passover. Now, you see how Master Chess Player laid it out for you? Because he told you in Zephaniah 3, 8 through 10, something, Elder, let's see, what did he tell us to do, Elder? 13, 10, what did he say, Elder? What did he say, Elder, still? Pick it up, one of you young lions.
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Zephaniah the seer, chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait ye upon me, said Yahweh, to the day that I will rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for the earth should be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse 9. And then will I turn to a people and pure language that they may call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent.
Mm-hmm. So, see, we ain't worried about learning how they say 1 to 14 in German language or whatever language. We not caring about that. We not taking no school to learn how you say it. You might call it you might call that first month, but we know one. Whatever you call that one is good. All we know that first month is our A bill. So what is your first month? Whatever you call it. So we know on that 14 day what we supposed to be doing. And get a case in point there, hey. Brother Micaiah, in the 12th chapter, 1 down to verse 6. See, this is what we know. We know we're not speaking the Semitic language, and don't worry about it. You and blow that, just make sure you got the four letters right. But we know this is a count system. And here go the instructions in the 12th chapter, 1 down to verse number 6. Young lion. Hey, young lion, Brother Micaiah, let's get this count system unfold itself and keep me following with no problem. 1 down to verse 6, what did it say? 1 down to verse 6. What did it say, that young man?
Going to the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 down to verse number 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 down to verse 6, verse 1 read. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron the seer in the land of Egypt, the same. Verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay,
verse
good.
Three.
Stop it there. Now, stop it there. For teacher's sake, put in there on this month after we just got through reading 13, verse 4. See, now you got a class before you, and now you put in this month will be the first month unto you. So what month, when you complete that verse 1, what is the this month that we can that we already know in 13, verse 4, but that's when you add it in there. To get them excited, then you go 13, verse 4 and nail them out. So this month will be the first month to you. And what do the teachers supposed to say? This month is what month? Come on, young lions.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse number 2 reads, this month, the month of Abib, shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month, the month of Abib, of the year to you.
Excellent, young man. That's how you're going to take care of business. This month is Abib. That's number one. Now, they might call Abib by a name that come out of space, so be it. But we know it's the first month. Whatever they call it, so be it. We know one thing, the fire Lord is not going to change. So month will be the first month for you. That's a deal. Okay, let's find out what happened next. Keep reading.
Verse 3.
Verse 2.
Unto all the congregation of 10th day of this month, the month of Abib, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the family of their fathers, a lamb for an house, for a family.
Okay, good. Hold that point, y'all. So now, again, he says, speak unto the congregation of children of Israel, say, on the 10th day. So what do this sound like, young man, in 23 verse 15, first man? What do this sound like that's going on here? What are they doing? According to 23 verse 15, Brother Titus, what they doing? Leviticus 23, verse 15, according to the first line, what is he doing here? What are you doing, young man?
The book of Leviticus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 15. And you should count unto you.
Excellent. Oh, so this sounds like the first day. The 10th day is doing what? What are they doing, young man?
And you should count.
They're counting, young man. Listen, young man. So the game says is on their way at you. This is a count. This ain't based for watching no moon.
Count.
This is a count.
Yeah, well.
This will be the first month unto you. And he said on the 10th day of this month, so they have to count. They won't look up in no air about no moon. They won't look up. They look at it. They have to put down some rocks or something. And they got to count from the first day to the 10th day. Is that what we're reading here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading? All right.
Hallelujah.
There's a count system going on. So y'all got to live that knockout blow. This is a count system. And now whatever makes in this count system there, young man, and verse number 6.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 16.
What
happened in verse number 6 there, Micaiah?
Okay, we come back to the book of Exodus, chapter 12, and we're picking up at verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month of Abib. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
So how did they know about when the 14th day was coming up? What kind of system was this to keep up with this? He said, I gave you the first day, the 10th day, and now you're making them. What is it doing, Brother Micaiah, according to 23:15? What are they doing?
They're counting.
Counting. Excellent. They're counting. They ain't worried about no Goliath. They ain't worried about no Gre-